If Charles thought that 11 years meant the old quarrels had been forgotten, he was ignoring a force new to British politics, the news. For the great political dramas of the last 20 years have been hotly consumed by a reading public, addicted to newspapers, pamphlets, woodcuts, and the so-called sixpenny separates, recording all the debates and controversies and dispatched around the shires. The 1640 Parliament took up exactly where it had left off in 1629, when Charles had closed it down.
It must have come as an unpleasant surprise then, when this new Parliament, instead of laying imagined grievances aside, immediately began to resurrect them.
This Parliament lasted only 3 short weeks before once again Charles suspended it. But his list of options was getting shorter by the day, and they were all bad. He wasn't going to cave into the Scots, and he wasn't going to reopen Parliament. But there was a third way, courtesy of his Lord Deputy in Ireland, Thomas Wentworth. Why not use an Irish Catholic army to crush the Presbyterian Scots? Grateful for his advice, Charles made Wentworth Earl of Strafford, but hesitated. Charles knew that Protestant England was hardly likely to approve of a Catholic army attacking their brother Scots.